Daf Nun Amid Beis last second to last on the bottom. Amar Shivivasi Beikaroi Mahalach Makam Ragubad Ikaroi Al Pai Mama. A person said, I want my shvisa to be Meikaroi. Yeah, that means I want it to become the tree. I'm assuming Beikaroi means it means the root of the tree. Okay, the root of the tree. Is there any Rashi over here? Let's see Rashi. I don't see any Rashi over here, so that means that all these massively long Rashis, the previous Gemara. Okay, so let's go weiter. Amar Shivasi Bikaroi Mahalich Mokim Raglov Vyabikaroi Al Payamama. So I guess this means that the person over here is far away. He's far away.
And he's far away?
That's what it sounds like. Amar Shivasi Bikaroi Mahalich Mokim Mokim Raglov from the place of his legs. The Adi Karoi Alpai Mama, Ume Karoi Lebesoi Alpai Mama, Nimsa Mahalich Meshachashecha, Arbas Alpai Mama. Okay, maybe we should go back. We should go back and learn some background to this Gemara over here. It sounds like there's a lot going on over here. Maybe we should go weiter. And I don't think we should go weiter. I think all the stuff is all tied together. Omid Aleph, let's see Omid Aleph. Let's see Omid Aleph. No, that's the new sugya. Different sugya. Let's go back maybe to the first wide line, okay? I think that it's not a perfect place to start, but I think it'll give us a much more background. Okay, daf nun omedeis, the first wide line. Tanya chavose derav, tanya chavose deshmur. At least we'll learn a little bit, like we'll learn a little background. Okay, so Tanya Chavasa, is that okay with you?
Yeah.
You learned this already?
No.
Tanya Chavasa, the Rav, Tanya Chavasa, the Shmuel, Tanya Chavasa, the Rav, Misha Baba Derech. Okay, this is the background for what we really need on the bottom of the page. A person is traveling home, okay? Shababa Derech. You're traveling home. You're coming home Friday from work. And now you realize you're not going to make it. Misha Baba Derech. V'choshchali, it's dark. And the person says, listen, I'm traveling here. I know the road. I travel this road every single day. I know that in 2,000 amos from where I am standing, there is a tree. So I want to be koine my shvisa at that tree. You make a mental kavana. Here I am, I'm on the road. I'm on the Garden State Parkway. And I know that in 2,000 amos from where I'm driving, I know there's a tree. I want my shvisa to be under that tree.
It's amazing that he knows that's exactly the amount of space that he needs. Amazing.
What? The markers on the highway. 1 mile marker, 2 mile marker. He knows the roads.
Maybe he was kind of shvisa there once before.
Could be, right, in the Hanami. He knows the terrain. He knows the terrain. So therefore he says over here, garnished. Doesn't make one bit of a difference. But if he says then it works. So if he says shavisasi tachtov is not a sufficient nusach. It sounds like you need the proper nusach. But if he says shavisasi b'makoyim ploini, in this makoyim, then Mahalech, he can walk out from Megillah Yisamakim. Hegiyali Yisamakim, Mahalech, it's Kulay V'chutzalei Alpai Mama. So it turns out now that he can basically walk 4,000 amos from where he's standing. And he says, I want to be cutting trees in this specific Makim. So now he's 2,000 amos away from that Makim. So he gets 2,000 amos to walk to that Makim. And then he can walk another 2,000 amos. So basically, this is a technique to be able to walk 4,000 amos. Now let's see Rashi. Rashi here says, let's see, Rashi. Rashi, Dibur HaMaschel. Let's see. Where's the Rashi? No.
Before we go further, can I just ask you a silly question?
There's no such thing by my Rebbe as
something which has been bothering me.
Yeah.
If I'm in a city, okay, so once the end of the city comes, I have 2,000 amos. Correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then if I was kind of shvisa at that point, then I have another 2,000 amos.
Correct.
Okay, so why if a person is on the road traveling and he was not kind of shvisa 2,000 amas away, why does he have those same 2,000 amas as if he'd be in a city? Why does he only have 1,000 amas?
So there are two answers. There are two important answers to realize. When you're in a city, you cannot have kavana. Your mental telepathy doesn't work because you are grounded in the city. If you are sitting in your home in your comfort of your beautiful palace, automatically your das is bottle daita. Your shvisa is your bias, is the city. Don't go tell me that your mind, oh, I want now to be kind of shvisa 2,000 amas outside of the city. Baloney. If you're sitting
okay,
in the
but
city.
But I'm allowed to walk 2,000 amas out of the city.
So if indeed you take a walk, yeah, that's right, you're right, you're allowed to walk, right. You're allowed to walk on Shabbos. The Tchum Shabbos allows you to walk the Tchum. So that means on Shabbos you can go for
up to 2,000 amas.
Up to 2,000 amas. That's it. Stop right there.
Okay, good. So why if I'm in the middle of the desert and why behind
you can. You can. If you kindish, you can. You can walk 2,000 amas. But you have to stop. The person that wants to be able to walk on Shabbos 4,000 amas in one direction. The goal here is...
Forget about 4,000. I'm talking about the idea if I'm in the desert and I did not have any doubt. In our shmurses, I only had my dollar amas that I'm standing in right now.
That's only when you were sleeping. That we learned on Shabbos. That's only when the person was sleeping.
If I'm up and I was not thinking about anything... Do I also have
2,000 amas? I believe so. I believe what we learned on Shabbos only in the situation when you were sleeping. When you were sleeping, then you had no kavana whatsoever. If you're awake, then you do get 2,000 amas. Let's assume that to be correct. If you are on a matzav of das, and you're kind of shvisa wherever you are, that gives you the right to walk 2,000 amas. The only time when you have Dalet Amos was where you were asleep. I think this is with Farish.
Okay, fine. So now we're going over here with the tree.
So we are over here. Let's see over here. Is there any Rashi on this? I don't see any Rashi on this. No, there is Rashi. Here it is. I got the Rashi. The Rashi is before the wide lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 lines before the wide lines. Shvisasi b'mokayim ployni. I want to be kind of shvisa in this specific location. Maybe the chilik. If you say tachtov, it does not work. If you say b'mokayim ployni, it works. Kid mefarish v'yazel shahaya oisay mokayim mukaf mechitzes. So the Gemara is going to explain in a few moments that there's a great limitation to this halacha. The only time mokayim works is when the mokayim was surrounded by walls. The makom that you have kavana was surrounded by walls, and it was right to be your dalet amos.
I thought it was a tree.
So it seems that the tree is no good. Exactly. If you want to be kind of shvisa under a tree, it's no good. Your kavana is batel mevutel. But if you want to be kind of in a certain makom that has walls, not a tree, it works. That's what Rashi says. In the first Yozel, Shai Oysa Mokem Mukov Mechitzas, V'roi Liyos Kulei Kedal Ramas, Hilkoch Loitzach L'Sayume Bei Dal Ramas. You do not need to specify the Dal Ramas. The Kulei Kedal Ramas, the Mahalich is Kulei V'chutzaloi Alpay Mamu. So go back to the words of the Gemara. The Gemara is Tanichavis Derav, Misha Babadech, V'chashuloi Mahimakar Es Ilan Oigoder, a tree or a wall. The Omar Shvisasi Tachtov Loi Omar Kilum Avlam Omar Shvisasi Bimokim Ploini and then Mokim. And the Gemara is going to explain it in a moment, which means that Mokim, the Tachtov, the tree was not just an open tree. The tree had walls around it. Or the Gadar had walls around it. Then Mahalach at Shemegilos and Mokim, you can walk there and Egilos and Mokim, Mahalach is Kulubhusla Palama. You get another 2,000 amas. You get a total of 4,000 amas in one direction. And the Gemara explains, right in the Gemara, Bame Dvorim Amurim B'mokoyim HaMisuyam, in a specific location, you're going to Shavas Betel Shugvoya Yud, you had Kavana to be going to Shvis on a mound, and the mound is 10 Tvachim tall, for whom Midalid Amoitz, the Adbe Sosan. So a mound is its walls. We say good asik, good asik. We say the walls go all the way up to Shemayim. If the mound has its mound is elevated above the surface by 10 tvachim, and it's vertical, it's a vertical elevation, and the area that you rest that's above the vertical elevation is from Dalid Amos until a base Sosayim, so it's equivalent to a Rishus HaYachid, four walls. So then automatically your kavod is going to work. V'chein beka she'amuko yod v'yibidal ramas at base Sosayim works. Aval bat b'makayim she'ein misuyim ein loy ele dalid amos. If it's not specific, you only get exactly four amos. Now let's read the Rashi. Vosh state in the Rashi. Rashi is b'med v'vodem v'vodem d'mahalich es kuloy levad. Oh, so Rashi is coming to limit the halacha. When do we say d'mahalich es kuloy levad no payim shuchutzalah? So what it says here, b'med v'vodem, we're just coming to explain a mokoyim. If you say a mokoyim, we really haven't explained very much. If you say tachtov, it's no good. If you say a mokoyim, it works. I don't know the difference. I don't know we have to see the lumnuses. The chilik between mokoyim and tachtov. Now we're coming to emphasize a second point, and that is, if you do get that, you get the entire mokoyim. The entire mokoyim does not take up any amount of the dalet amos. First, you get to travel back and forth the width and length of the mokoyim, plus another 2,000 amos. So, b'med dvarim amurim shemahalach es kulav elvav elpayim ashrutullah, b'mokoyim amesuyim shemiyuchud v'cholik mishar bekov sheyesh lemachitzas, v'midalad amos abeis asayim. The first word line of Rashi, the b'otzim mihay my malach es kulika, b'loy mechitzas nam midalad koni l'shvisa. V'im yoyisim abeis asayim, choyel v'hu loikov l'divo loy mahanyin loy mechitz l'shavi gadal amos. It's more than a base saw Simon, it's too big. Avol Mokoyim Shem Mesuyim, the third royal Rashi, Kiloimar. This is a Kiloimar Rashi. Okay, we should highlight all the Rashi that say the word Kiloimar. They should be highlighted in red. Could you imagine if they had color at the time when they printed the Shas? They talk about Nikudos. If they had the technology to have Nekudos, would they have put Nekudos in the Gemara and Rashi? What would have been? Now go further. If they had color, would they make use of color coding the Gemara? Okay, now let's say Al Mokom Shani Mesuyim, Kaloimar, She'enoi Kulo Rishus Achas El Dal Namas, Kain She'enoi Mechitzas O She'eshnoi Yosef Vesasayim, Ein Loi Besechei El Dal Namas, Levad Me'al Payim, besides the 2,000, Misham V'holo Uboi L'sayume Behe Hai Minayu K'nifarish V'yazal L'kamon. You have to specify where exactly in this Mokom do you want to be kind of Shavisa. V'chi Misayim L'hu Koni L'hu. And when you specify where exactly in this location you want to be kind of Shavisa, you get that Mokom. And from there begins your 2,000 Amos. U'mahalach Misham V'holo Apayim Amos. Whatever is inside the mechitzos, teich ha-mechitzos, whatever inside the mechitzos, oil leloy min ha-minyan. Okay, whatever in the mechitzos, in other words, if this makom is more than a base osayim, you're not going to gain anything. And if it's more than a base sosayim, doesn't matter.
The
base sosayim. We learned the sugya the mokum that's more than a base sosayim. It doesn't count. You can't carry it. It's not considered to be a place that you can carry. in order for you to be able to get the entire width and span of the makam to consider it to be one big dalit amos, it must be a makam that's mukaf ladira, and if it's not mukaf ladira, you only can go until base sasai. Fine. So this is the Rashi. Not next Rashi, but medraburim the makam shein mesuim kandled and talamus reitz lepayim. That's the next one. That's next piece of Gemara. Okay, fine. So this over here is. It's back to the Gemara. Okay, it's back to the Gemara. Learn over here a lot of chiddushim already in the Gemara. Back to the Gemara over here says, "Tanya chavos the Rabbi Shabbat b'deach v'chashlo v'chayim akiras ilan akod the Rabbi Shvitzas tachtov." If you say the word tachtov, garnished. Le'yom aklum. Avlema ma'ashvitzas be'makayim plon. Be'makayim a specific makayim. Mahalich ad shemagia lo'isem makayim. Yegil yosem makayim. Mahalich es kuloi. The entire enclosed area counts as one big virtual dalet amos, and then the chutzah loy al paim amah. Now, bamed dvarim amum, that you get the entire enclosure, we consider it to be one virtual dalet amos. B'makom hamesuyim, where you specify exactly where it's mesuyim. What do we mean that's mesuyim? When do we say that we give you the entire area to walk back and forth, and we consider it to be one big massive virtual dalet amos? That's when it's a makom mesuyim, which means going to shavas betel a mound shugvar yud tefachim u'midal amos abesasayim v'chem bekashi amukah yud v'midal amos abesasayim aval the makom shein mesuyim. But let's say there are no walls, ein loy ela dalet amos. So wherever the place stops, wherever it is, where you specify, you get dalet amos, and from there you get 2,000 amos further. Okay, that's the basic halacha. Good? Is that good?
Yeah.
Next, now we go weiter. Hayushnayim. Let's say there are two people. There are two people traveling together. Echad makir v'echad sheina makir. One person is makir, one does not makir. Avraham Avinu and Loit. Avraham was makir as boyroy. Loit forgot. They're going together. Zeh sheina makir. One that's not makir, Loit. He's not makir the makim. Moiser shvisaser lemakir. The hamakir oimer, so he should give over. The one that's not makir should say, "Listen, I want my boss to be Avraham, Uncle Abe. May Uncle Abe, may he be my boss." And now Avraham says, "I want the makim to be the ribayin shalolam." The hamakir oimer shvisaser lemakim pliny. Okay, got that? Now we say bamed dvarim amurim kishesiem dalad amoshakova. He has to specify the dalet amos. Avaloi siyem dalet amos shakava loy yozuz b'mekomen. Now, what does the second bamer dvarim amurim mean? So we have Rashi. Rashi is 1, 2, 3, 5 lines down. Bamer dvarim amurim d'mekomen she'enoi mesuyim chonilei mia dalet amos l'shvisa v'alpai mehen. This going back. This bamer dvarim amurim is going back on the beginning of the sugya. When did we say in a case where there's no mechitzos? There's no mechitzos, and therefore you have to go specify a very specific location in order to get your 2,004 amos. So b'med dvarim amurim Rashi 5 lines down says the makom she'enei mesuyim at least korile miho dalid amos l'shvisa. And then you get the alpayim mehen l'chol ruach. You get a total of 2,000.
Brian, hold on 1 second, please. I'm sorry.
Mm.